www.thebigblue.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Now, our normal first chair host, Ian Freeman, is away. I believe he's at a wedding, and I've got to say, it must be a very important wedding to him for him to leave New Hampshire and head south to Florida, because it doesn't happen very often. So, it's me, Mark.
And Brett.
Brett sitting in. Now, Brett, you host a podcast. That podcast is called School Sucks.
Yes.
Now, that's a pretty abrasive name. What's that mean to you?
That's what I'm told. Very abrasive. And I've gotten a lot of criticism for the abrasiveness of the name, but I also thought it was clever marketing considering the target audience I was trying to reach, which is millions of young, fresh-faced kids who already know that school sucks and school is, you know, doing a lot of the PR for me on that. So, but, you know, it has more of a literal meaning, too, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think that when we're these little kids, we're, you know, creative, imaginative, optimistic, and maybe, dare I say, individualistic in ways that, you know, I found most of the kids that I was working with, 16, 17, 18 years old, they really didn't retain those qualities. You know, it's not like they were gone forever, but they were certainly suppressed by the school experience. So it sucks those things out of them. Also sucks a bunch of money out of the community, by the way.
My son is 6 years old. Mm-hmm. There's nothing he wants more than to learn.
Yeah.
He wants to, you know, read. He wants to experience things. He even loves the idea of school.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be with the other kids and do those things. And somewhere along the line, I think it happens around middle school.
Yeah.
You aren't as excited about getting to school in the morning, and the busy work that they have you do isn't that great. It's kind of piled up. Like, these things pile up.
Yes.
Yeah. If you just had to do one boring thing where you wrote, one thing over and over again. In my school, we had to do Bible verses. I know that this does not resonate with perhaps everybody, but there's probably something where you had to do this rote writing.
Yeah.
We'd have to write a particular Bible verse, whatever it was that we had to learn, over and over. Sometimes it'd be five times, depending how long this thing was. Sometimes it'd be five times. Sometimes it'd be 25 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not a lot of fun.
No, I can't see how it would be. It sounds very monotonous. And I certainly, even though we weren't writing Bible verses in school, not that school doesn't teach its own kind of religion, there was a lot of repetition. Now, you could argue that repetition is a way to learn things. I mean, I think
repetition's a way to learn things, but I learned, like, for instance, I can sing the lyrics to, Men Without Hats, You Can Dance, or whatever it is. And I can sing those lyrics. I haven't heard that song in probably 5 years, but I know it because I learned them because I wanted to learn it, you know, many years ago.
Why did you want to learn it?
Because I liked it.
You liked it.
I was excited about it.
And you wanted to just be able to sing it.
It was 1984, and, Men Without Hats was an awesome group.
You know, that's true. I remember, because you're a little older than me, but there was a time when, like, if the song wasn't on, you couldn't hear it.
Yeah, this is the radio.
It served your interest to learn the lyrics to be able to sing it to yourself when it wasn't available through the radio. Because Mom wasn't going to take me to buy every cassette tape that I wanted.
No, but I had that one.
Yeah. Men Without Hats. Song was called The Safety Dance.
The Safety Dance, that's what it was. I couldn't remember what it was, but I can tell you some of the lyrics.
So what your story has a certain component that a lot of these school stories don't have, and it's that it's your own intrinsic motivation. Right? So repetition is okay. Like, if somebody's learning to be a musician, right? They're motivated because they have a goal in mind. Middle school, which you mentioned, is particularly difficult because I often describe it as like this time in our lives where there doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel. We're past the age where adults are just incredibly impressive because they can drive these cars and they can make us these meals, and God for them.
And also, you're not cute any longer.
In middle,
you know, because I mean, my son's six, make over him all the time, and that's his world. His world is that he has two adults that take care of him. Hopefully, I'm having him take care of himself, but admittedly, I'd like him to be better at some of these things, so sometimes I'll do the stuff for him. But he's, you know, he's going to hit an age, and I don't know if it's 10, I don't know if it's 11, I don't know if it's 12, when it's going to be like, hey, man up and do this stuff on your own.
Yeah.
That stinks. I mean, you know, it's really nice to have somebody make food for you, clean up your messes, or at least help you clean up your messes. And if he drops something on the floor, all he has to do is kind of, you know, move at it with his hands, and I'll help him, right? And then I do, you know, I won't do it if he doesn't do anything, but if he just kind of moves around at it, I'll continue helping.
So life ain't sweet anymore when you're 12 years old and no one's doing these things for you, and you've also noticed that you've got some zits and this weird mustache coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life starts to get hard, and it's compounded by the fact that you're filling out worksheets all day and attending gym class with kids who might be a little ahead of you at this whole puberty thing that you're just learning about, and it's uncomfortable. And yeah, I remember that being a really difficult time in life for me, and it was very discouraging.
So I went to a private school and a public school. I started out in private, went to a public, and I didn't see a lot of difference except for sort of attention to the students. I was on the dean's list in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I went to private school in high school, so in ninth grade, that's what we call ninth grade. It was still high school at the time. I was failing. I failed two classes, so I went from dean's list, which is, you know, the highest above honor roll at my school, to failing a couple of classes because there just wasn't the teacher attention there. But the schools were relatively similar. They taught the same stuff. It was the same sort of way of teaching and that kind of thing. And I don't want that for my son. I want a different form of education for him, and that's what I've gone for. But there's this new thing being rolled out called Common Core, and I don't know much about it, but I've heard about it on Facebook. Mostly people are upset about the math.
Yeah.
Now, I've looked at the math in Common Core. It's actually the way I do math in my head.
Sure.
But what they've gotten rid of is sort of the old math where you stack the stuff on top of each other. You either do addition or subtraction with it, and you draw a line, and then you come up with your answer underneath. That's gone away with, and they have a new system for sort of solving problems, which new systems tend to infuriate people. New bad systems really infuriate people.
Yeah.
And so this system is either good or bad in your estimation. And, I think that I think we do need new math for a new world. What I was told when I was in school is I was lied to. The math teacher said, well, it's not like you're going to walk around with a calculator in your pocket. And sure enough, I've got a cell phone and it's got a calculator on it. So, Mrs. Schmidt was mistaken.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
They were all Dutch and German names at the Dutch Reform School I went to. Mistaken. Ms. Vander B had it wrong. And, they couldn't see these things at the time. At the time, you didn't carry around a calculator in your pocket. They were pretty valuable things.
And that exemplifies the whole school experience, though, is that it's always behind the times. In that way, because it's so bureaucratic.
They're teaching to the past.
Absolutely.
You wonder about these computer classes that they send kids to in college. I mean, you know, they're not learning whatever's happening now on the internet. They're learning about something that's old enough that they actually managed to put it into a textbook.
Yeah, we used to get in trouble. I remember in college, it was very much like a high school class because we were scolded frequently for using the instant message feature. Now, I was in college in the 90s, so this was a long time ago, and I think like AOL Instant Messenger was new, and we were learning about Windows 95,
uh-huh.
But in the class, we were getting in trouble because we had set up our own social network.
Yeah.
That's not important. Windows 95, eyes up here, you know?
So tell me about this Common Core, because there was a news story we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would say that it's nothing new. It's sort of a recycled or kind of repackaged version of No Child Left Behind in its principles. But even No Child Left Behind was not new. and both relate to something that started to appear and be discussed in the early 1990s called outcomes-based education.
Outcomes are good?
Yeah, outcomes. Yeah, sound education. I've heard nothing but good things about that. Where could it go wrong?
I'm kind of interested. Are you interested in outcomes-based education? Do you know something about this Common Core? Our number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeGHD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
There it is.
Your friends don't dance
the anthem. Cleveland from the 80s. Yeah, I remember this song when I was in high school. It was, middle school. I think it was middle school.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. So, anyway, I had him play it on the way in because normally it's long-haired devil music that Ian has.
You had that set up that fast? That's impressive.
I'm a radio professional, and I've got people that work with me that are radio professionals. It's
nicely
awesome
done.
To have a good crew with you. So, anyway, we 855, 450 free. It is Mark with you.
And Brett.
And these phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. And I want to tell you real quick about the Free State Project. You and I moved up here for the Free State Project.
It was
a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state has been chosen, and that state is New Hampshire. The idea is what happens when you get 20,000 people that believe similar stuff, not the same by any stretch, but similar things. I believe that the what you pledge to when you move to the Free State Project is to put your maximum practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if you got people that cared about that kind of world all in one place? And what we're finding out is that all kinds of things are happening. Some work within politics, some work within media, some are doing all different kinds of things, outside the system activism. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to freestateproject.org. If you want to come out and hang out at an awesome Liberty Festival with probably close to 2,000 people at it this year, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to PORCFEST.com. That's porkfest.com. And it's well worth it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Porkfest.com. So we were, Brett, we were talking about Common Core, and I don't think, so it's this boogeyman that's been trotted out.
Yeah, a lot of conservative ire because it's being pushed by the Obama administration.
Did the conservatives have a problem with No Child Left Behind? Because I can tell you the liberals certainly seem to have a problem with it, right?
Yeah, they did, and it certainly had George Bush's fingerprints on it, I would say. But it was, co-authored by Democrats like Ted Kennedy. So, I don't know. I mean, when you see that, it's the brainchild of the, George Bush and Ted Kennedy, people like us should be very concerned. But no, I don't remember as much of an outcry about No Child Left Behind, but
I remember an awful caterwauling about it, but
mostly from the left. Yeah, not from the conservative side. And I think there's been a lot of, shall we say, libertarian criticism about the federalization of education.
That's been for decades.
That's been for decades. I mean, that's been going all the way back to the 1950s. And I think one of the important pieces of context to have about Common Core, like I said before, it's nothing new. And it seems like they are frequently, or about every decade, I guess it works out to, they're repackaging this centralization of control, even though most of the money for education comes from the local level through property tax. A disproportionate amount of control is held by the federal government.
So they hang out a carrot, mm-hmm. and they put a whole bunch of strings on the carrot. If you take the carrot, then you have to take the strings. There's hooks in the carrot.
The strings turn out to be chains. Yeah.
And so there's a small amount of a budget, maybe 5%, 3%, something like that, of a school budget comes from federal money. But there's all these requirements, and what governments have never been able to do, whether it's even when it's federal government, national governments around the world, and the United States gives all kinds of aid. They call it aid. It's not aid. It's money that has strings attached, given to other countries, and there's a variety of it. It's states. It's on a municipal level, and it does it all the time. This is the trick.
Yeah,
we'll give you some money, and then we tell you what to do. Because it's enough money that you can't say no, but it's not enough money that you can actually be free to do what you want. So it's really tough.
Yeah, and another one of the criticisms of Common Core is that it was particularly devious because a lot of the states had the money dangled in front of them before they knew what Common Core was.
But they don't.
And it doesn't. You're right. It didn't even matter to them.
It wouldn't matter, and they don't. They fall for this crap all the time. Now I'm going to lay it right out there. What I think the moral the solution to this already is. I don't know what the problem is with Common Core, but I know what the solution is.
Okay.
The solution is to get the federal government, the state government, the local government out of education, because governments aren't businesses. They don't work that way. They're not incentivized the way a business is. I went to a private school. That private school is a business. Even if it's a not-for-profit business, it's a business, and they serve people.
Yeah.
The problem is that we have big institutions. My high school was 1,500 kids.
Yeah.
I was in a class of 50 kids in a school of 500 in private school. So I had – there were 50 eighth graders. That's all. And the difference is that you don't get the personalization, you don't get the customization, and kids fall through the cracks. I'm a perfect example. I went from a private school in eighth grade and to a public school in ninth grade. I went from dean's list to failing a couple of classes.
Yeah.
The public school system didn't have what it took to actually educate me. Some kids can do really well in there, and that's really great. But you have to ask yourself, who are these kids, and could their parents afford to send them if they weren't being taxed to death on their property taxes? You can see anywhere from 50 to 70%, sometimes 80% of property taxes go to pay for schools.
Well, there's another thing, too. You say kids can do well in public school, and a lot of kids do well in public school, and I threw up some air quotes there with my fingers because I think it's an important question to ask. What does that mean? What are the consequences of doing well? One of the things that school teaches so well is how to do school. And maybe, yeah, that translates into being a good, compliant, tax-paying citizen. But I think there's a lot of sacrifice involved in that as well. So even the kids who are doing really well in school, there's consequences for them as well. I mean, obviously, the consequences might be more palpable for the juvenile delinquent or the kid who's labeled as learning disabled. But I really have a hard time believing that this is good. This kind of institutionalization is good for anybody.
It seems to me, one thing we know is there's statistics that say that the kids that graduate public school, 20% of them are functionally illiterate. Mm-hmm. And in some neighborhoods, this is as high as 40%. Now, I think you could get rid of public school, and the worst thing that would happen is that as many kids would hit their 18th birthday functionally illiterate as they do now. You can't fail much more than 20% being functionally illiterate. Really.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you can get much worse than that. So at this point, all we have is this incredibly expensive apparatus. What it appears to be doing in many ways is dumbing kids down and making it so that they don't know how to critically think and ask questions.
Absolutely, and there's plenty of evidence for that in the adult world.
So tell me the story about this this young lady. We're going to be talking about this in the next segment. What happened, just briefly, what teased us?
The title is, Treated Like a Criminal, Girl 13 Says She Was Suspended for Opposing Common Core.
Common Core seems to be a big buzzword these days. Have you experienced Common Core in your school? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've been talking about Common Core. It's this boogeyman, this specter that has reared its government bureaucratic head in our schools, I guess. And I think a lot of people have heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Few people like it.
Right.
And fewer still know what the hell it is.
Yeah, it has a lot of opponents coming from both directions, interestingly now. The Obama loyalists are still supporting it. But, yeah, there's a lot of momentum against it, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how people tend to support government programs based almost entirely on their team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the good guys, so whatever they must be doing must be a good thing. And over time, I think fewer and fewer people are believing that the Republicans and the Democrats are the good guys. Like, they're having a difficult time with that. At this point, mostly what you hear is, well, they're better than the really bad guys on the other team.
Yeah.
And that's a sad, sad state of affairs, I've got to say. You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, that is not a sad state of affairs, a free pound of coffee. And this is not just any old coffee, because you can go to the store and get coffee. It's not worth going to coffee.freetalklive.com for a free pound of store-bought coffee. But if that coffee was 100% organic, shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica coffee. Yeah, that's going to be some really good coffee. Now, Buzzbox, that's the name of the brand of this this coffee. It is competitively priced with other coffees. We've joined up with them. And the reason we've joined up with them is because not only do they have great coffee, but they help people around the world with microloans. They take their profits and, you know, the profits of partners like Free Talk Live, dump it into microloans for people in third world countries. They don't just work with co-op farmers who join their co-op and they give loans to them to join their co-op so that they can have a better life through growing coffee, but they also work with other World Vision, other organizations to give microloans to people for a variety of reasons, for whatever they might want to start. And I think that this is the way to help people. You give them a hand up instead of a handout. When they know what they want to do, and they want to take out a loan that they intend to repay at a very low rate, then you can really help them with their dream. Because people are only going to achieve where they have dreams. They're not going to achieve when, you know, if somebody says, okay, you're going to be a carpenter. Now, if you're not passionate about working with wood, it's not going to be that great for you. So you can help people around the world. And start out by getting a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You sign up for a subscription program there. You can cancel any time. Try it out. See how you like the coffee. See if you like what they do. It's coffee. It's really a no-brainer. A free pound of delicious coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
You ever met one of these people who say, I don't drink coffee?
I've married one.
Oh, well, I don't want to make fun of them. I'm just saying that try cold brewing. Cold brewing.
Okay.
You heard about this?
No, I know nothing of it.
You put coffee in water, you put it in the fridge, you can buy a canister for doing this, and you leave it in the fridge overnight, you heat it up in the morning in a pan, because I was getting a lot of, the acidity of coffee is troubling for some people.
And, by the way, shade grown cuts down on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I started to cold brew the coffee, and a lot of those problems went away, like, overnight. Like, I would burp all day and feel like kind of gassy. Sorry, everyone, but cold brewing fixed that for me. So, you know, think about a cold brewer.
There you go.
And enjoy delicious coffee.
So we were talking in the last segment about this story where this young gal has been disciplined at school for protesting against Common Core.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Tell me the story.
Yeah. All right. So this is from the Times Herald Record, which is a paper out of New York, and the title again, Treated Like a Criminal. Girl, 13 years old, says she was suspended for opposing Common Core. This is in Sparrowbush. A 13-year-old student at Orange Ulster BOCES.
It doesn't even sound like it's in, where is this?
This is in New York. Now, that's a term that a lot of us might be unfamiliar with there. The proper noun, Orange Ulster BOCES.
It sounds like it's in England.
Okay. Orange and Ulster, I believe, are two counties in New York, and BOCES is an acronym.
Okay.
And it stands for Board of Cooperative Educational Services. This is something that's exclusive to New York.
All right.
And what it is basically if they identify that districts have similar needs, BOCES is sort of this layer. Maybe it's unfair to call it a layer of bureaucracy, but it allows different school districts to combine resources and lessons and maybe some information, that kind of thing. But that's what BOCES means.
It's not like government agencies have never been able to work together and become more efficient than they were in the past. It's just rare.
It is.
Really rare. And in if you were in a free market where educational systems had to compete against other educational systems to provide us with the best educational system that we could get, then the inefficient ones, rather than having more money dumped into them, would in fact, just go away. They'd be like the mimeograph machine when the photocopier came around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the girl says she was suspended from school this week as a result of telling other students they didn't have to take the Common Core English test Tuesday. The girl, eighth grader, Sierra Oliveiro, was suspended for 2 days for insubordination. While she acknowledges the charge, she contends in a complaint filed with the district that she felt bullied by three administrators because she told other students they didn't have to take the test. Her mother, Karen I'm going to really have to guess on this last name here, Buchesny of Sparrowbush said Thursday that she felt her daughter had done what students are told to do when they're being bullied. Quote, she walked away. She felt like she was being treated like a criminal. She's a 13-year-old girl. What would you do?
You can't be bullied by the government because that's just not possible. The government is in charge. How can they be a bully? Wait, none of this makes any sense that I'm saying. it's ridiculous. Of course, that's what the government does. You're not allowed to call it bullying, but everything the government does comes with a threat. It comes with a threat.
You can call it, there's lots of words you can use, right? Like you can call it being disciplined, you can call it being regulated, but you can't call it what it is.
Right, and that's ultimately, it all comes down to one of two things. It's mostly it just comes down to death. But, you know, really, that's what it is. If they say they threaten to kick you out of your house because you refuse to pay property taxes because they have, you know, they do Common Core in their schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll just say, well, we sold your house to someone else and now we have to send the sheriffs to make you leave. If you don't leave, the sheriffs are going to bring in the armored truck. If you, you know, use your God-given right to have a weapon to defend yourself, you can believe they're going to shoot your house up. There's, there's many instances, myriad of instances where they've burned the houses down of people like this. Ultimately, if you don't comply, they have to kill you.
Eventually, sure.
They have to. I mean, if you're going to get a speeding ticket, they turn on the blue lights. You know what the blue lights are? They're a warning that these guys in the car were going to shoot out your tires and perhaps kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately what it is when you look at these things. Yes, if you obey the warning, you won't get any of these things. But if you pretend like you're a free, sovereign individual who has the right to rule yourself, you're going to die because they can't have a person running around like that.
Yeah, but you have to give them credit, Mark. They've gotten a lot more clever about how they've done this. These types of people, because this is a personality type that has existed for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And back in the old days,
it always existed.
You know, maybe a guy would pick up a rock.
Yep.
And he would say, I'll have your wife. I'll have your buffalo.
Yep.
Or I'll just smash your head with this rock. And there's more to that, so we can pick that up, because there's a whole lineage of the evolution of these types of threats. And they do become more sophisticated, and then we'll get back to the story.
855 450 free. You're not going to hear this on other talk radio shows. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
Now, as I had said previously, Ian, our normal Saturday night host, is away in Florida. So, you know, it's me and Brett. And Brett, you normally do the Wednesday show with us?
Yes.
And what you are is an expert in the area of education. You've been a teacher and you tutoring, and then now you do on your own, and you do a podcast on education. And we've been talking about this common. There's a news story on about Common Core, and we've been talking about Common Core, and I'm sort of more interested in what this is. But real quick, I want to tell people, you probably heard a lot about getting gold and silver. Some people want to get it as an investment. Some people want it as a hedge against inflation. Some people want it as a barter currency in case, you know, things go really south here. I don't know if the power grid goes down or something like that. I've been investing with in gold and silver, buying gold and silver from Midas Resources for many years, and I trust them. We've teamed up with them, and you can get gold. Help Free Talk Live in the process by going to gold.freetalklive.com. They've got all kinds of coins and pieces there. They'll be able to help you with whatever you need, and it's nice to be able to see the prices online because that way you can do some comparison shopping. gold.freetalklive.com.
And before we went to the end of the last segment, we were talking about this concept that you brought up of government. And like, hey, you know, I could just murder you. In the end, it's going to be a murder if you don't do what you want.
The only crime is disobedience, right?
Yeah, and I started thinking, there's been this very interesting story arc to the justifications for the state over the course of the last couple, maybe three, four millennia. And sure, yeah, it started with, I could just murder you. I could just smash your head in with a rock and take your stuff. But then it's interesting. It started to become more sophisticated than that. Like, after that, somebody said, well, See, here's the thing. I'm kind of a magical god kind of guy. So.
Yeah, right, like a god sent me down or the gods sent me down to rule over you. We're better than you. I'm going to build my chair up higher than you to prove it. And that was the thing.
And the encouraging thing is that all along the way, you know, this justification for power and control was being checked by curiosity. And reason, it seems. Like, oh, okay, I'm not a god, but I do his bidding. Okay, I don't do God's bidding. Well, I do the people's bidding. That's what it is. I'm actually here for the people. And then it was like, okay, well, maybe not so much, but there's people in caves and they're trying to murder you and the earth is going to flood. So then it was fear. And now it's kind of devolved back to, you know, Obama with his kill list and yeah, I could just murder you. So it's interesting to see that arc.
Ultimately, you know, interestingly, I saw the Captain America movie last night. I'm a huge fan of Captain America. Love him. And just the concept, you know, how he fights for truth and justice, not for a nation. And the commentary in there was clearly aimed at Obama's kill list. They had these, you know, drones in the sky, these big fortresses in the sky that were going to be able to shoot a million different dissidents all in an instant if they could get them online. They didn't quite, well, I'm not going to go any further than that. But it seems pretty obvious they didn't kill a million people, right? So it was a, you know, poignant piece. I want to go to the phones. We got Dave calling in on KGOE. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, guys, my main topic has been troubling me for a long time. I love Free Talk Live, but I think there are those people, particularly in our Patriot Act, our tech goon types, that don't particularly like free talk or free speech. And they
I'd agree with you.
They do invade our computers. They do invade our phones, not because they think we're criminals selling nuclear secrets to the Chinese Navy or something, but because they think we're the kind of person that exposes their corruption, their fraud, and they don't like that, they get all over you. And that's a reality that I think we have to take a serious look at.
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult for the average person. Encryption is an option.
Yeah,
there are some email programs that you can use or things that you can pay for that are supposed to, you know, help you with this. Google's even talked about some level of encryption, but they're so big I can barely trust them because ultimately they sort of have to do the government's bidding, you know?
Well, yeah, totally a lot of these companies do.
They totally own Yahoo and several of the other large email systems, pre-email and the same people, if they can do that, then I have to wonder what can they do with a voting machine, which is just a simple basic computer. They have modems. How easily invaded are they? How is much of the electronic voting equipment, their vote counting equipment, the same people?
What elections are you worried about? Are you talking about like a presidential election?
Presidential, congressional, city council, board of supervisors, state senators, assemblymen, wherever elections are done on electronic machines, I am worried about them.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I'm concerned about these things, but I tend to think that on a local level, people are trying hard. I know in my town, I know the guy who's the supervisor of elections, and I'm certain that Bruce isn't going to let somebody, you know, lie about the results. And the results in my town don't tend to be much different than any other town. Now, we have paper ballots. We don't have electronic. So, I mean, I know what the results are, and I know the results. I know people who watch Bruce, you know, do this. There's not that many votes. And I really get the impression that, you know, the numbers in my town are very similar to the rest of the nation's results. I don't think that they're getting messed with too much. I think it really comes from sort of the control on a much higher level, sort of through the media of people. And I don't think that the NSA has to go that far, Dave. I think that what they have to do is all they have to do is control a few politicians. Because you, usually bills don't pass by much, and if you know their dirty secrets, you can get them on the important bills to, you know, whoever you are, you can get them to vote the way you want. At that point, they're in your pocket. It's done.
Go ahead, Dave.
Polls can be rigged. I do believe that there are small precincts with 200, 250 registered voters that are delivered 5,000, 7,000 votes one way or the other, and then people say, wow, that has to demand a recount. That can't be. 250 people can't cast 6,000, 7,000 votes.
Yes, disturbing.
Recount what? There's nothing to be recounted on these electronic machines. It's just going to reproduce exactly what's in there. So have faith. Well, I'm not going to have faith that 200 voters delivered 6,000 votes.
Happened. How would you, they've shown that these machines can be hacked. I'm not saying that they can't be, and I tend to share this. What do you think the answer is to this? Number two pencils and pieces of paper?
I really believe that we have an obligation as American citizens to take these voting machines down to the bay and drop them in like they did the Tea Party, because they are a total rip-off fraud, and people are just turning their back and looking the other way. Yes, I think verifiable paper, stone, wood, whatever, that we can say this is the way the person voted, and we can recount it as often as we need to verify it. Yes, I think we need something other than an electronic machine with a modem that they can invade and flip as many votes as they feel they need to flip to produce. We almost invariably come down to having to choose between the two lesser of the two evils.
Oh, yes. It seems like the crappiest candidate always seems to be the one that I get forced to pick from. I'm an elected Republican, and on a national level, I don't even vote. Yeah. I didn't even vote for Republicans outside of New Hampshire. I guess I find it so distasteful.
Well, that kind of leads into the question that I have too for you, David. I mean, the most controversial election in my lifetime was the 2000 presidential election. Now, I would say that by the time they narrow it down to those two guys, it doesn't matter who wins. But this controversy in the year 2000 over the Diebold voting machines that a lot of people on the left believe granted the election unfairly to George W. Bush over Al Gore, you know, I don't really understand what the difference between John McCain, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, those kinds of, once it gets down to two people like that, it doesn't really matter who wins to me.
Dave,
thank
so
you
thank
for
you so
being there, my friend.
Thank you so much. You know, I think one thing we can see about Al Gore is he still believes in something. It doesn't seem like that with George Bush, to me. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, YaoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.